This is the Winchester Town Advisory Board of October the 15th. Welcome, everyone. I'd like to begin the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance by Mr. Delabox.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Roll call is next. My name is Robert Mikes. To my right is...
John Delabox.
And to my left...
April Mensch.
Is anybody on the phone this time?
No, I'm on the phone. Judy's not coming.
Okay. So then, in that case, let's move right on to... Some of the basic rules for this type of a meeting are items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The Board of Council may combine two or more items. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. No action may be taken on any item not listed on this agenda. Please turn off all cell phones and other electronic devices. And please take any and all private conversations out of the room. So, okay. I would like to have a vote of approval for the minutes of September 27th.
No pickup? Okay, thanks. Thanks.
John?
Oh, well, I'll second that motion. Trying to determine whether or not we had a fourth person.
All in favor of the minutes?
Aye.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
And same thing for the agenda on this meeting.
I make a motion to approve agenda as published for this meeting.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Information items just apply to us anyway. So, under planning and zoning, we have, first item is ET22-400109, UC0519-17, All Net Land Development LLC, for use permits, second extension of time, and waivers of development standards for the following: reduced on-site parking and increased building height. Also for design reviews for the following modifications to an approved high-impact project, hotel tower, and associated low-rise and mid-rise buildings and structures. Three for convention center facilities, and four for all other accessory and incidental buildings and structures on 27 acres in a limited resort and apartment zone, generally located between Las Vegas Boulevard South and Paradise Road, 900 feet south of Sahara Avenue, and within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
I am present, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, AllNet. We have a bunch of members from the team here who may be able to answer any questions that may be appropriate for them. First, as you read into the agenda, this is a extension of time for an approved entitlement for property, 27 acres, highlighted here in yellow on our aerial. There we go. So you can see it. affectionately, formerly known as the Wet n' Wild site, if you had been in Las Vegas for any period of time. It's obviously between Sahara and the Turnberry and the developing Fountain Blue there. We are coming in at the first extension of time with respect to item one that you just read in. This really had initially been approved in 2014. And then a new addition to that development, subsequently approved in 2017. Between the original approval and now, we've accomplished quite a few things, which is why staff is recommending approval of the extension of time. Namely, I think most importantly, is there was conditions requiring us to enter into a negotiated development agreement with Clark County, as well as entering into a performance agreement and securing a bond. Both of those have been accomplished. The development agreement has been recorded with the county. The bond has been posted. Also, since that time, there's been significant work, on-site work. There's been demolition permits, power to the site. And I think most importantly, although not exactly a land use entitlement issue, but most importantly, the site now, or the project now, has secured funding. We have submitted that letter confirming the same as part of our justification and included that in your backup there. With respect to any of the details of the project, if you wanted some refreshers on that, I do have Brett here, who is our architect. He can walk through the entitlements on the site, but nothing has changed with respect to that, the entitlements. A couple other things that I think have changed for the better for this project is you can see now Fountain Blue has new life breathed into it that is developing at this time. You have Resorts World that has come on to the scene here in the last year, so new life is being breathed into the northern portion of Las Vegas Boulevard, which is obviously where we are, and we feel that the energy is now moving north on the strip, and the timing is good for us, as evident by the lenders and the money to now finance it. Like I said, I have plenty of people here who can answer any other specific questions, but we appreciate staff's recommendation. All right. With all their conditions, and happy to answer any questions.
In that case, anyone in the audience have any comments, questions, or anything to say about this project?
I have a question.
Please stand up, state your name and address for the record.
My name is Mark Quinn. My address is 2857 Paradise Road, Las Vegas, Nevada. You mentioned that there's a development agreement and a performance bond has been posted. But what's the scope of the performance bond? Is it intended to cover completion of the entire facility, or is it just portions, or is that flexible?
If I may, the performance agreement itself is with respect to should a project commence and then for whatever reason stall, that bond is in place to cover the amount that should the county need to come in and basically bring it back to its original condition. That's the purpose of the performance agreement and the bond related to it.
Okay, so just to pick some round numbers, let's say construction starts, it finishes, or stops for whatever reason, the county needs to spend $10 million to come in and restore it to its original state. That's what the performance bond covers.
Exactly. That's
okay.
Correct.
Is there any other similar kind of provision in the development agreement that creates the ability to, let's say, construction stops halfway through? As we have seen, this tends to happen a lot with developments like that.
Right. So the county, I would say, at least 5-6, maybe even 10 years ago, required not only the negotiated development agreement, but through the performance agreement. So that's what the performance agreement addresses. The negotiated development agreement, on the other hand, so they're separate. The negotiated development agreement is with respect to basically impact fees the developer is going to have to pay, because obviously we're a high impact project, timing on permits. That is really what the development agreement aspects address. It does tie in and incorporate the performance agreement, but they are two different agreements covering different aspects.
Okay, forgive my lack of familiarity. Yeah, of course. I'm a recent transplant into the neighborhood. You mentioned there had been a couple of prior extensions granted. Can you give us a little color on what's behind that and why this might be different?
Sure. So the original concept of this 27 acres, which I believe will be covered in item 2, came in 2004 with entitlements. In 2017, there was basically another tower added, a couple of pedestrian realms, some redesigns. So that was approved in 2017. So we kind of built on the 2014 approval with the 2017 approval. So the 2017 approval has been, we're asking for extension times on both of those for the overall concept that was approved.
And the scope of all this is described in the development agreement that's been recorded?
Yes, correct.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Exactly right.
Anyone else have any comments, questions, anything? Please stand, state your name.
Jeffrey Smith, 222 Karen Avenue. A couple questions. One is traffic flow. Will that be egress, ingress, both from Las Vegas Boulevard and Paradise?
Yes.
Okay.
We can provide additional details.
What about for pedestrians? Are there going to be any pedestrian walkways over top of roads, or is it
we actually in the design, Clark County asked us to do this on the strip. We actually bring the sidewalk up and over the road coming off the strip, so the cars and pedestrians are separated.
Pedestrians up, cars underneath.
Yes, and then Paradise, similar thing, but there is a traffic study that's been submitted and approved at this point. So yeah, very. I think one of your diagrams even shows on the board. Yeah, that's part of the traffic studies, traffic analysis. So
here's
a
the
very intense analysis done on the site.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else?
Hi, my name's Abe Vigil. Address is 2535 South Las Vegas Boulevard. I represent the Sahara Las Vegas. A couple of questions. You mentioned there were prior extensions. Were those extensions necessitated because of actual changes to the development or because of lack of financing, or both?
They were not changes to the design of the property because they were extensions. We did not come in with new design reviews, so they were extensions. A lot of them coordinating with, this is a big project that you see a lot of extension at times. You saw it for Resorts World, you saw it for Fountain Blue, you've seen it for, it's pretty common, but obviously a lot of moving parts, some of it having to do with financing, but not necessarily the design, because these are extension of time and not new design reviews.
Okay, but have the extensions of time been necessitated because of any financing falling through?
I don't know. That's not a relevant point for a land use application, but I don't know the details.
Okay. And then you mentioned that a letter regarding financing had been submitted in the packet. Do you know if financing, the latest financing, which has been announced publicly, like in the RJ, and I think even some articles last night, is there actually financing in place? Debt financing, equity financing, actual finance documents in place so that if an extension is granted, another one's not going to have to be requested?
Yes, my understanding is we have all the financing in place.
We have did a joint venture with Clearwater. Clearwater is headed up by Todd Owens, who is a government official. He works with the Department of Defense and also the State Department.
I'm sorry, sir, if you can just say your name for the record.
I'm sorry, it's Jackie Robinson.
Yes.
And the financing being used is are the infrastructure bonds that they're being used for that we qualify for that. So these are government-backed. By the federal government, and so Mr. Todd Owens, who you saw at the press conference, is now our joint venture, which gives us a big balance sheet so we can be able to complete the project so the funding is in place and is moving forward.
Anyone else?
Yeah, hi, Salem A, 307, Attorney Corrector. One of my main concerns I'll be bringing up in future meetings as well, as far as the landscaping, are we going 100% xeriscaping, minimal water use?
Well, we'll follow the water restrictions, but it won't be...
No grass? specifically?
No grass, okay. No, but it'll be trees and shrubs.
Pool on site?
Yeah, there's pools. That's required as part of the development.
Okay, is there going to be an exception for the 600 square foot?
That applies to residential.
Residential only? Okay, what's the size of the pool?
Well, there's various pools because there's 2,500 rooms there. So there's different hotels.
More than one pool, okay.
Yeah, but it's following the resort requirements
okay.
for the use.
Very good.
Continuing on, is there anyone else?
Maybe one more, if you
again?
Don't indulge me.
Go ahead.
Is that okay?
Thank you.
My name is Mark Cohen, 2857 Paradise Road. Mr. Robinson, if you would, you talked about the infrastructure financing through bonds, which would be presumably issued by some government agency. I assume there will be additional financing, either in the form of equity or other contributions, other than just bond financing to complete the project, right?
No, the bonds are controlled by them. By them becoming a joint venture partner, it is okay. equity. So we have no debt at the end of the day for that's concerning.
Okay, so the agency that will actually be issuing the bonds will be a local agent, local government, or federal government, or some combination?
No, these bonds are already part of the indentures of infrastructure that was done by the Obama administration.
Okay.
As you know, the Department of Defense controls infrastructure bonds, and so these are public bonds. Public projects are tied to it, so the overages can be used for new projects that create jobs such as ours.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Last chance. Anybody else? All right. Finding no other speakers, I'm going to turn this over to the board. Do you have any questions or comments? Or April, do you have any?
None on my part.
Thing to say?
No.
No?
I will be recusing myself from the vote because I'm a consultant for AllNet, so that would not be appropriate.
I have no questions at all, so I don't know if we can do that with one excuse.
So just since he's recused himself from the vote, the quorum goes down to four?
From the vote?
Yeah.
From this vote?
From this vote specifically.
So that means we have two members.
Yeah.
That's not a quorum.
But if it's four just for that item, it was explained to me, I can go over it again, but my understanding is because he's recusing himself right now, the quorum goes down to four. So he would have recused himself from the beginning on these two items. So then it would have been four versus five. So you can still vote on
that. Okay, so, all right. In that case?
So you can move forward with the vote.
I move to approve this application with the normal, what do we call it?
Staff conditions.
Staff
conditions.
Staffing conditions, that's what it is. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So that mean there's two absentee votes in the affirmative?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So it would still move forward.
Okay.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know. Did you read item two? I don't remember.
Number two, Bob.
No. Yeah, we have item two, which is related. I don't
here,
read that in. But
yeah, I'll take you through what it says here on item two, which is item ET-22-400110, UC-056814. AllNet Land Development LLC for use permits for a third extension of time to commence the following high impact project recreational facility at multifunction events, arena and incidental uses, increased building height, retail sales and service, restaurants, on premises consumption of alcohol, alcohol sales, beer and wine, packaged only. Alcohol sales, liquor, wine, outdoor live entertainment, personal service salon and spa, and a club and a nightclub, and food carts and slant booths, a grocery store, kiosk information, outdoor offices, theater, it's a Cineplex, outside dining, drinking, and cooking, farmers markets, arcade, and motion picture production studios. Waivers of development standards for the following. Reduce setbacks to a parking structure from a residential use. Waive the required landscaping when adjacent to a less intensive use. Permit a variety of outdoor commercial retail sales not within a permanent enclosed building. And non-standard improvements, which is fence, walks, planters, and landscaping within the future right-of-way, which is Las Vegas Boulevard South. Also, design reviews for the following. Recreational facility, multifunction events arena, with ancillary uses and structures, and overall design. Hotel, retail establishment, theater, and Cineplex. Parking structures on 27 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located between Las Vegas Boulevard South and Paradise Road, 500 feet south of Sahara Avenue within Winchester. Over to you.
Yes, good evening again, Mr. Chairman, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. Here on behalf of the applicant, Allnet. I would simply incorporate my previous statement regarding item one. It applies to item two, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Anyone in the audience want anything to say about item two? No? Turn it over to the board. Anything to say?
I'll be recusing myself on this vote.
You what?
Be recusing myself on this vote.
Oh, okay. Same thing. Okay. In that case, I have no questions, and I understand it, but I'm really not happy with the third extension. That makes me a little bit nervous, like, you know what you're doing. Yeah, I hope you do. Anyway, I move to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
I
can't hear anything.
I said the last item on the street. We have one wrong. It's this one over here.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen. Cool. You're welcome. Our pleasure.
Okay.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Nice to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Item number three is UC22-0555, Swartz Family Real Estate Holdings, LLC, for a use permit for a school, kindergarten through fifth grade, and waiver of development standards to allow modified commercial driveway geometrics on a 3.3-acre portion of an 8.2-acre site in a C2, which is a commercial zone, generally located on the south side of Sahara and the east side of Bruce Street within Winchester. The applicants are present, so go ahead.
Good evening. Larry Monkarsh, 7115 Bermuda Road. Here on behalf of the applicant. We have three items in front of you this evening, the special use permit, the design review for the driveway on Karen, and a waiver of development standards for the driveway depth on Bruce. We're going to start with the special use permit. I'd like to turn that over to the developer and the applicant, Mr. Mike Clouser with Odyssey Park.
So my name,
name and address.
My name is Mike Clouser, address 7115 Bermuda Road. And this is a tuition-free public charter school that would like, that has contracted with us to purchase the property and remodel the front building on Sahara in order to accommodate an elementary school. Like I said, it's tuition-free, publicly funded, and it's an interesting school because the Nevada State Public Charter School Authority reached out to this school. It's called Eagle Academy. They have two campuses in Washington, D.C., and have been extremely successful in helping kids get on a good path in their education. And so they reached out and said, we would love for you to come and open another school here in Clark County, specifically kind of the inner city location, not so much on the periphery, because there's a plethora of charter schools out there, but not as many good options on the inside. And so Eagle Academy met with their board and obliged and said, yeah, we feel like we can do that. So they've gone through a process. I think it's taken about 2 years to get state approval for the school. And they reached out to us at the beginning of this year, 2022, and said, we're scrambling, trying to find a location. It's tricky infill. And so we did a search and found this property for sale. It's currently a restaurant supply company. And we negotiated a purchase agreement. And we've worked through Public Works as well as the Planning Commission and gotten off their recommendation for approval and worked through issues that they've brought up and feel like we were on board with them. And so we're here to ask for your approval for the special use permit. We have the architect, the contractor who will be helping us do the remodel of the building as well as a few minor site modifications. And then I represent the developer that will be purchasing and financing everything. So.
All right. Anyone in the audience have a comment? For or against, in between? No? The board?
Yeah, I had a couple of questions. You go through on the application a number of things that you're going to be improving or slightly modifying. Okay, that's all fine, I get that. The last sentence says there will be no other site improvements to the parking lot, landscape planters, or building facade. So are we to assume then that the sign for the restaurant supply will come down and a sign for a charter school will go up and children will start filing in?
I think that's the hope.
Okay, so you don't have any plans to make it look less like a restaurant supply store and more like a school?
Let me step in. So I wanted to...
You understand my point here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so because I'm taking everybody down this road and you're all going with me and I'm getting more scared every minute.
Now let me step in and kind of help tell the rest of the story. So first off, he mentioned about the special use permit regarding the school. The next is up is the design review for a driveway on Karen. So we are adding a driveway on Karen to allow for 138 vehicles for queuing up to drop off and pick up the children.
Mm-hmm.
So that is already in play. This area here is the restaurant supply. It's kind of a graveyard for old equipment.
Yeah, I know where that is.
We've agreed to take this down and have them remove over the next 1 to 2 years to remove all that equipment,
yep.
And eventually we'll grow the school to the south.
Right, but right now that street is what they call back east a pipe cleaner.
Back here?
Yeah, the long street.
The long street,
I get that.
So, so the waiver of development standard is for the driveway on Bruce, which is primarily being used as an exit only.
Mm-hmm.
We worked with Public Works, and Public Works agreed to that because we're modifying the existing driveway on Sahara to allow it to make it comply with today's throat depth requirements.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, we're being required to relocate power poles out of the line of sight at Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
So when cars are turning out of Bruce onto Sahara, we've worked that as well with Public Works where there's going to be two power poles that have to get relocated out of the line of sight. We will be doing some landscape improvements. because what's
that
there,
changed my whole life.
Right. So what's there now has disappeared since this place was built back in the 60s, I believe.
Yeah.
And so there will be some shrubs and ground cover and rock. We'll dress it up, but we cannot put in any more trees for line of sight issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to have any problems with somebody getting into an accident because there was a tree in their way. But mm-hmm. we will be dressing the property up. We will be removing the sign for the restaurant supply. We'll be painting and patching the building. So we'll patch the stucco, we'll paint the stucco, we will make it look nice, put the school colors on there, and the school sign will go up. So we are going to be dressing up the property. We're not just going to, you know, do the interior improvements and forget about the rest. We are going to be striping new parking lot, probably a slurry seal as well. And by the time we're done with this, you will be proud of your neighborhood school, a tuition-free charter school in your neighborhood, giving the children in the area a very, very good education.
Now, on this map, if I may ask, you have some cross-hatched areas in this front parking lot that is off of Sahara. Looks like there are three of them. Are those cross-hatched areas, or four actually, are they intended to be landscape islands of some type?
No, they're no parking zones.
No parking zones.
No parking zones.
So this entire front of the school parking lot and everything up against the building will have absolutely no landscaping to soften it at all?
There is nothing currently there, so we will not be adding any landscape planters, but we will be, if you look, these are all planters here.
Mm-hmm.
So we've created this planter for this driveway, this is the planter, and then you have all this landscape all the way around.
Okay.
On the public street will be landscaped.
Okay, so that will have more than just 1 gallon shrubs and rocks?
Correct, I mean there'll probably be 5 gallon shrubs and hedge material and ground cover, and so, but you won't have any 30 to 40 foot trees.
Will you be putting any trees on the Bruce side where it doesn't impact vision for drivers?
If it's required by the building department, we will plant that per their instructions.
Okay. If you my point here is, it's a city location, and everything is hardscape, and the building is hardscape, and the parking lot is hardscape, and in my humble opinion, the thing that creates the community feeling that you're searching for with and not make it off-putting with all the hardscape is the softening of the hardscape with landscape. So if the landscape is reduced to, you know, less than none or very little, you're not going to be able to accomplish that feeling. And you're in an older part of town, so landscaping is kind of endemic to the neighborhood. If you've driven around, the residential area even directly behind you has landscaping because obviously it's residential, whether it's apartments or whether it's condos or whether it's single-family dwellings, depending on what street you're talking about. So my only concern is that this doesn't end up looking like a professional plaza building instead of a school, you know, the kind of school that we all kind of remember.
Let me speak to that.
That's my only concern. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great location.
Thank you.
You're making a very, very positive impact on a building that restaurant supply has been on the downhill for the last 4 or 5 years. So it that's all wonderful. I'm just looking, as a person who lived here since 1959 and takes real pride in my community and has been on a number of boards, I get concerned when I see what appears to be something that's a little bit hard.
And I think the answer to kind of ease those concerns,
mm-hmm.
part of the reason that when AAA Restaurant Supply put this on the market, they had two offers. Part of the reason they selected us mm-hmm. and accepted our offer is because we negotiate a lease back for this so they could have time to clean up the restaurant graveyard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so as they move out, we have a lease that reduces their land usage and their lease payments over time. And there's a section in there that planning said they'll have a review after 2 years to make sure that that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
The plans are to expand in the future and to definitely make this bill whether it's grass or trees or, like you said, to make it feel
probably artificial.
Potentially artificial for water concerns. Thank you for bringing those up, right?
That's the biggest issue in the entire city. Right?
Yeah, it's huge.
But I don't really know enough about children's activities to know whether or not you can do them on artificial turf or not. I don't know that much about it. I don't know whether that gets torn up because it's not just something that you walk by and look at and go, oh, that's green and how nice that is, because it's a different color, and that solves a lot of problems.
Yeah.
But when you actually get the schools and you drive around town, every school, even the brand new ones that are built, do not utilize any artificial turf because you have a hard surface or semi-hard surface underneath in it for the preparation of the artificial turf. And when children are playing and they hit that, I don't want that to happen.
It's actually
really
the cost.
In the summer too. Yeah.
So we worked together on a charter school off of Rancho and Alexander. The cost for artificial turf is what's prohibiting schools from going that direction. Their water bills are tremendous. The upkeep is tremendous. And that becomes more unsightly over time because without an upkept lawn, it turns brown and they've got patches.
Mm-hmm.
I think what he's also saying is that as we improve the property, within the property, we will be adding landscape. We have to meet Title 30 requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they're going to make us do to comply with Title 30 requirements, we will do.
No, I'm rewriting those, so I know.
Right, and I think you're also the cities and municipalities, the county, are rewriting their landscape rules to reduce the requirement, because oftentimes we have neighbors that are concerned about the amount of landscape that's going in next to their properties, as well as the water usage.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be good stewards of the environment and of the neighborhood.
And the idea is, as the school grows, is to beautify
the streetscape, and the streetscape along will go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So as we extend south, those planters along the street that are being neglected now by the restaurant supply company will be resurrected and will be enlivened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to the extent, like I said, 30 to 40 foot canopies and 30 to 40 foot trees, probably not, because that's not what's wanted. But a street tree that stays within a certain height that provides some beautification and some shade will probably be required by Title 30 when we go to permit this.
And project. That's what's planted all along Sahara already.
Our street trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
so
street
we'll be
trees.
Required. We will be required to bring it up to meet code.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
No problem.
Any other questions from the board?
No.
I have one.
Great.
Where are these kids coming from?
That is a great question. So this group, Nick is here representing the school, but they're bringing their chief operating officer from one of their Washington D.C. campuses, who will be relocating here to operate the school. She's been out to Las Vegas a couple times and has gone to grocery stores, to neighborhood events, to preschools, to share this news of this new opportunity, educational opportunity. And she's gotten over 300 forms, interest forms, that represent over 500 kids to come to the school already. Yeah. And so...
So if I could just expand on that, Nick Fleach, for the record, we have a couple of local members right now that are spending their weekends knocking on doors, putting up door hangers, meeting parents in the grocery store. We're doing every effort we can to make sure the surrounding neighborhood and community knows about this opportunity first.
Yes.
And so that's our effort. And we're going to put preference in our application where we can give priority to students who are zoned to low-performing schools. And so our immediate preference and our absolute commitment is to serve the surrounding community to the greatest extent possible. We are a public school. We will accept any student from Nevada. That is, you know, that is what is asked of us. But we're going to market in our neighborhood.
Okay. Robert E. Lake is a school just south of you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you... Is your project going to affect that school's amount of children, or
the number of
are they overcrowded, or what's going on there?
And so we applied initially 2.5 years ago, and all of the schools in our immediate neighborhood were overcrowded. All of them are also, as of the most recent performance metrics, one-star schools.
That's encouraging.
Schools.
Yeah.
And so will we have an impact on surrounding schools? I think a small one,
but there were 10 elementary schools within 2 miles, plus or minus, of our location. And so that impact is going to, I think, be pretty widespread. And I think it'll be pretty minimal on any one campus.
The previous charter school that we did with Larry on off of Rancho, there we had did an analysis on where the students came from, and was it over 20 zip codes? They came from over 20 zip codes. So they'll travel.
There's probably 70% within.
Yeah. One other thing I'd like to share real quick. We did analysis on all the charter schools in Clark County and where they're located and how many seats are approved. And I apologize, I didn't print this out. I just thought of it when you asked the question.
Yeah.
In Henderson area, there's almost 12,000. In Spring Valley area,
seats.
Seven seats, yeah, 6,000, 15,000 up north, Summerlin, 4,000, and I'm reading upside down. And then on the east side, over 8,000. The center area, there's 928. Mm. And so this is going to, as they grow, we think we'll double the opportunities for kids to opt in.
Yeah, because the area is, like John said, it's an older area. There's not many new kids moving in.
That changes over time as well. Yeah.
I think that I personally know younger families are starting to move to the area, and some of them are transporting their kids to different areas of town.
Well, I think there's some gentrification going on, too.
Yeah.
As the city expands and people don't want to necessarily drive 30 minutes one way to get to a job where a lot of jobs are in downtown and on the Strip, they're looking to relocate in areas which they have to spend less gas to get to, and it's more environmentally friendly. And in addition to that, they're closer to where they work, and there are a lot of opportunities in the neighborhood for shopping and things like that. So I think those are all positive things that create the impetus for students. And oftentimes, when students end up going to certain schools and parents look at the next 5 or 6 or 7 years that their kids are going there, they, depending on where they live, they actually consider moving.
Yeah.
Because they can move into an area of town that is up and coming. And, I mean, that's how the Arts District started.
Yeah.
The
and
same
affordability,
way.
Right? So they're moving back into neighborhoods, back into the inner city areas.
Regentrification.
They're more affordable compared to those outlying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like it's something I hear people discussing more and more is the schools in this area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I agree.
Younger families are moving.
So to answer your question, I don't believe that we will be cannibalizing, to use a term, other schools to populate this one.
All right.
I think you're going to have, there's plenty of students and plenty of families that are looking for this product.
All right, fine. Anything else?
No, I'm done. Thank you, sir.
Make a motion.
Just real quick, Salem, for the record. No, not for or against. I like it. Is this going to require a school zone on Sahara now?
No.
It won't. Oh, because it's basically a
drop-off.
Yeah.
Not on Bruce either?
No. And there's actually, in the write-up, there's something about that. If it's justified in the future, we bear the cost.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. That's the answer.
Yeah. It's in the write-up.
Okay. If we're all done, you want to make a motion?
I move to approve with staff conditions.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you for coming, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And good luck to you. We really support your project.
Anybody take those for you?
Thank you so much.
You want to keep it? You can keep it.
Thank you.
I'd like to keep it.
Thank you.
I keep all handouts.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, John.
You're welcome.
Have a pleasure.
During the course of the I have an attorney. I have an attorney's dinner to go to at Del Frisco, so I am heading out. It starts at 7.
All right. As we move on, is there any other general business?
Hey. No, I love it.
Victoria.
Do
you have any
general
business?
No general business or
meeting. No.
Okay, we're good.
In that case, the next meeting will be November the 8th, 2022.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Sorry.
Yes.
Do we go to the General Comments Department? Okay. I had one. I just wanted to remind the board that was wise for the town board again. If you haven't already applied, per the county staff, they haven't received any one of your applications?
I did mine.
Okay.
I did it online. Would you please check?
I will.
Because Beatrice sent me my copy back.
Your station is.
So please look into it, because, I mean, if I've done it...
I have one right here.
Okay.
Filled out, ready to go. Do
you want me to take it for you?
Yeah.
It's November 15th, right?
Yes. But please wait before that.
No, I'm because I have to rewrite. I can't find... I was going to copy paste since I just wrote my letter of interest, and I'm salty because I can't find it and I don't want to rewrite it.
I encourage that.
So, do you have my information to contact me?
Yes.
Okay, so if you would mind contacting me after you've determined whether or not you can find my stuff, I'd appreciate it, and then I can resubmit it if not. But I got a response. You sent my own letter back.
Well, so if we do file online, will we get confirmation that it was received?
I will confirm that with you.
Okay.
I thought I did because Beatrice sent it back to me.
Yeah, that's what I was...
That's why I'm saying I'm surprised.
That can go either way, you know.
I know, hello. So that's why I'm surprised that he doesn't have any record of my application. So there.
Oh, jeez.
That was it for me. But just a reminder, since you already did it, and just the board, and I'll email both Dean and Judith.
All right.
All righty, thank you.
November 8th is the next meeting, and unless someone else has something to say, this meeting is adjourned. Wait a minute, I got hit my little
hand. I understand if we have to bring something up on the next agenda, we can make a motion now. No? Because I think on the last meeting, we were discussing, it was vagrancy, and basically the condition of some of the neighborhoods.
Yeah, that was on the... We had that on the...
I don't know about
that. Can we put that on the agenda for the next one, possibly?
That was in terms of we were asking for the budget for what the board requests.
For being able to get additional funding.
For additional funding.
Okay,
and
yeah,
we asked for funding for those particular items.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was
that's already been submitted.
Administrative services.
All right, that's okay. Yeah,
so all we can do after we request... is wait to see what they tell us.
Okay.
We can't do anything more than that.
Because my main thing was, I already talked to Jim Anderson and Tick about getting more funding for code officers and see if we can move from a code rat to code patrols, it's supposed to be, code enforcement as opposed to code respond.
Right.
And I'm 49 years right here. I mean, I played on this dirt before this place was built. Our neighborhood's getting ripped apart. Because when one neighbor finds out the public info, you reported on me, now I'm going to report on you.
Oh, so, you have a Karen, too.
Sorry?
You have a code Karen in your neighborhood.
Is that what it's called?
Well, that's what we call it in my neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Well, basically what it is we've got people that have lived there for 30, 40 years, don't do any... I just spent $50,000 in the last 3 years, brand new air conditioning unit, retile, resurfaced the pool, and 2 weeks ago I got a brand new roof. We got houses, and I know times are tough right now, but I've always said, if you can't take care of your front yard, at least get an apartment.
Yeah,
you've got houses that are in such deteriorating issues. And in order, if we submit any kind of pictures, it automatically becomes public info, non-anonymous.
Yeah.
So it's basically turning, it's ripping everybody apart. And what's happening is...
How is it non-anonymous? I thought that... Are you talking about Simply Fix?
No, the only thing that's anonymous across the board is towing vehicles for the constable's office.